Let's focus our minds on glorifying Jesus. In one of the conversations about God I was having with my girls some time ago, they asked me, why did Jesus have to die? And so I proceeded to Exodus 19 to paint that scene of the holiness and the glory of our God. And then into 1 Kings chapter 8, after Solomon's beautiful prayer when he dedicated the temple, and God's Shekinah glory filled the temple and it overtook the people. The ministers couldn't finish ministering because of God's glory. So I shared those two thoughts with them and I said, now when you consider man, when you consider mankind, a man and a woman, and how we sin against God, how would it be possible for us to come into God's presence or to be acceptable by God unless Jesus died? And I thought that would be enough for them. And they proceeded to say, but God is all powerful. Couldn't God have made another way besides having to give his son? And as I started to think about what the scriptures might say about, was there any other way possible? I simply answered, I don't know. Because the scriptures don't tell us whether any other way was possible. And so, with the backdrop of Romans chapter 11, verse 33, we read, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor? Or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So the scriptures don't tell us that there was any other way possible besides God having to give a part of himself, his son, to die and to shed blood so that we could have an opportunity to be in a right relationship with him. We just simply don't know. But there are some things that we do know about Jesus dying on the cross because the scriptures have revealed them to us. When Peter was preaching on the day of Pentecost, he said in Acts chapter 2, verse 22, men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God. And so there are a lot of comments that we could comment on that phrase, the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God. But this scripture revealed to us something we can know. We can know that God planned this from the foundation of the world, that Jesus would give his life. And we see that evil men carried out the purposes and intent of God, which he determined from the foundation of the world. There's so many things I'd like to know about that. But we simply don't know. What else can we learn about why Jesus died on the cross? In Matthew 20:28, it reads, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. So we can know that the devil tries to hold us hostage through sin, but Jesus paid the ransom to free us from sin. In the book of John, chapter 12, verses 31 through 32, we read, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself," Jesus said. So we can know that Jesus died to destroy the power of Satan. And what might come to mind is our previous study last year on the book of Job, when we read Job chapter 1 and chapter 2, how Job, or the devil, accused Job before God. Jesus died to destroy the power of Satan. What else can we know? We know when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane in Matthew chapter 6, 26 verses 39, he went a little farther and fell on his face and he prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." We know from that verse that God the Father told Jesus the Son, no. It wasn't possible that the cup that Jesus bore would be taken away from him. And when Jesus was on the cross, we read in Matthew chapter 27, verse 46, "And about the ninth hour, from Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" We know God the Father told Jesus no. Why did Jesus die for us? Because God loved mankind. God loves you. He loves me. And it's amazing that God gave a part of Himself in His wisdom. He gave a part of Himself to us. So we don't know if there was any other way. But that at this time, let's be thankful to Jesus because He was willing to die for us. He was obedient to God the Father. And He has made a way for us. And He has made a way for us because He loves us so. Amen. And we can be certain of that.